Metro Vancouverites can enjoy several fun and important events over the upcoming weekend. Thankfully, many of them are indoors, it's looking like a rainy one. The Freedom Salon celebrates Ukrainian art and artists on the anniversary of Russia's full-scale invasion of the country in 2022. Visitors can discover original artworks by displaced Ukrainians and members of the Canadian diaspora over several days. Many events, including the opening ceremony, are free to attend. Special workshops and masterclasses cost a fee. The first exhibition dedicated entirely to the Nuhok Nation is also opening at UBC's Museum of Modern Art this week, providing a window into the nation's rich history and culture, as well as what it is doing to revitalize its language, self-governance, and ceremonial practices. You can also still have time to enjoy barrels of belly laughs at theaters ports or lace up your skates for free ice skating in Robson Square. Here are a few fun things to do in Vancouver from Feb. 21 to February 23, 2025. Freedom Salon, a celebration of Ukrainian art and artists. The Freedom Salon, a celebration of Ukrainian art and artists exhibition, runs from February 19 until March 2 and includes several events celebrating Ukrainian culture, resilience, and works created since Russia's full-scale invasion of the country on February 24, 2022. Opening reception of Freedom Salon. Guests can enjoy a Vyshyvanky fashion show by internationally renowned clothing designer Tanya Zanak, live drawing by fashion illustrator Janelle Nynitsky, Ukrainian jazz performed by Taras Luka, and an array of delicious Ukrainian food. When? Thursday, February 20, from 6 to 9 p.m. Where? The Gallery George 140 W. Hastings. Cost. Free. Registration required. 2-week exhibition for Freedom Salon. Ukrainian art and artists are on display for a 2-week exhibition, mainly inspired by the European salons of the 19th century when artists from all disciplines would gather to share work and ideas. The art on display includes art photography, fashion illustrations, icon paintings, Patrykivka, Pisanky, sculpture, street art, Vyshyvanky, embroidery, Vytinanky, paper cutting, and war posters. Freedom is a concept deeply valued by all Ukrainians, especially during this devastating time in history, note the organizers. Many artists featured in the exhibition were displaced by the war. Others are members of the Ukrainian diaspora. The exhibition is free, but a small fee is required for workshops and ancillary events. Most artwork will be available for purchase. Have a look at the various events online on the website, including the Delicate Art of Pisanky Workshop, the Visual Storytelling with Illustrator Veronica Kodik Masterclass, the Street Art on Canvas Youth Workshop, the February 24th gathering called An Evening to Remember, which shares art, story sharing, and the strength and healing that comes from being together. When? Feb. 19 March 2. Where? The Gallery George 140 W. Hastings. Cost, free. Registration required. 8th Annual Places That Matter Community Fair. The Heritage Hall is hosting a family-friendly community fair with table displays, items for sale, and crafts. People will share community stories and the event is free to attend. When? Sunday, February 23, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Where? Heritage Hall, 3102 Main Street. Cost. Free. You can also donate. Morning Disco, Vancouver, Volume 3. The Slothy Coffee Pop-Up Cafe opens at 11 a.m. and stays open until 2:30 p.m. Food and drink service begins at 11 a.m. and goes until 3 p.m. DJs Nina Mendoza starts spinning tracks at 11 a.m. and will be followed by DJ Static at noon. The pair will team up for a final show from 1 p.m. until 3 p.m. When? Sunday, February 23, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Where? Mount Pleasant Vintage and Provisions, 67 West 6th Avenue. Cost $17.31. Get tickets. Nuhok Strong, Dancing Down the Eyelashes of the Sun. The Nuhok Strong, Dancing Down the Eyelashes of the Sun is the first exhibition dedicated entirely to the New Hawk Nation who lived over 14,000 years on the central northwest coast in Bella Coola. The exhibition will showcase the nation's rich culture and what it is doing to revitalize its language, self-governance, stewardship, and ceremonial practices. Visitors can also see how the community works to safeguard New Hawk belongings, treasures, and ceremonies, including the return of a significant collection of masks, regalia, and cedar bark weavings at the exhibition closes in 2026. New Hawk Strong will feature treasures and artworks housed at the Museum of Anthropology, as well as loans from private collections and six participating museums: Royal British Columbia Museum, Victoria, Burke Museum, Seattle, Glenbow Museum, Calgary, Manitoba Museum, Winnipeg, and Museum of Vancouver, when February 21, 2025, to January 5, 2026, where MOA at the University of British Columbia, 6393 Northwest Marine Dr. Cost, free. Vancouver's hottest networking event for young professionals. Vancouver's hottest networking event for young professionals invites locals looking to network with everyone from business owners, students, recent graduates, CEOs, and everything in between to an event focusing on business, technology, and startup innovation. Prevay Networking says attendees should expect a relaxed but professional environment. While there isn't a dress code, they should wear clothing suitable for a networking event. Dress to impress works best. When? Friday, February 21st, at 7 to 10 p.m. Where? Karma Lounge, 1161 West Georgia St. Cost, $12.50. Get tickets. Theater Sports. Two teams of highly skilled improv comedians contribute out their best quips and antics for audience laughs and the support of audience judges. Organizers say attendees can expect a high-energy, fast-paced and good-natured competition. The show is 90 minutes long with an intermission. When? Friday, February 21st, and Saturday, February 22nd at 7:30 p.m. Where? The Improv Center, 1502 Duranlow Street. Cost $35 for regular and $30 for students. Get tickets. Ongoing. Deborah Lee. Welcome to my world. Deborah was born in Prince George in the early 1950s and didn't start drawing until she was in her 50s. Now that she's in her 70s, she's more creative than ever. My hope is that viewers could be drawn into my images with a sense of curiosity, wonderment, and questioning of what the images are trying to portray. I like to include pathways, roads, and byways that represent the journeys we all undertake and where these paths may be leading us to in our lives, says the artist. When? Feb 1-22 Where? Outsiders and Others, number 100-938 How St. Cost, free. Multiple Realities. Experimental Art in the Eastern Bloc, 1960s to 1980s. With themes that resonate in our socio-political climate today, this timely exhibition at the Vancouver Art Gallery features over 200 avant-garde works by more than 100 artists and collectives from six Central Eastern European nations: East Germany, Poland, Czechoslovakia, Hungary, Romania, and Yugoslavia. When? December 13, 2024 to April 21, 2025. Where? Vancouver Art Gallery, 750 Hornby Street. Free Robson Square Skating. While you can't build a snowman anywhere at sea level in Vancouver, you can enjoy skating on an outdoor frozen rink in the heart of the downtown core. Robson Square's rink has free skating available through the winter, offering a magical location to enjoy a brisk outdoor activity followed by some hot chocolate. Helmets are mandatory for children under 12. They are free with skate rentals. When? Until February 28, from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Where? Robson Square Ice Rink, 800 Robson Street, Vancouver. Cost: free to skate. Skate rental: $5. Ice cleat rental: $2. Skate sharpening, when available, $5. With files from Lindsay William Ross and Kyle Baelzer.